What's up, fam? Welcome back. This is Miss Complexity, and today we are getting into moon manifestations and rituals. I hope you guys have had a chance to download the manifestation and ritual worksheet, workbook, everything that has to do with this wonderful, wonderful, positive moon magic ritual and phases info summit. If not, you might want to go ahead and check the www.misscomplexityllc.com website in order to download your copy today. All right, guys, so we're getting into moon manifestations and wonderful positive moon rituals. The moon is often associated with various spiritual and symbolic meanings. Most people may believe in the power of positive manifestations or intentions during different moon cycles, and that is what we're going to discuss today. First, we're going to start off with the full moon. And the full moon manifestation is wonderful. Many believe that the full moon is a powerful time for manifesting your goals, your desires, and positive intentions. See, the word is positive intentions. Now, if you are here looking to harm somebody, hurt somebody, get back at somebody, it will not manifest the way that you want it to. As a matter of fact, it will possibly backfire on you because you should be letting karma handle any negative situations that you have to deal with. Somebody did you wrong. It does not mean for you to go retaliate. It means to let karma come and catch them. Okay? And if they didn't do you wrong, why are you messing with them? Why are you trying to cause a problem? So understand that it is all about positive intentions. A lot of people use the full moon to do crazy things. And I know everyone's heard that when the moon is full, there comes out the werewolves and the weird people and the zombies. And no, they've always been there. It's just that you need to stay on point with being positive in what you want to desire, your wants and your desires and your intentions. You can create a ritual during the full moon to focus on your aspirations and send positive energy into the universe. But if you send that negative stuff, be looking for that negative stuff to come back to you. Now we have the new moon intentions. New moon intentions are great because the new moon is often seen as a time for new beginnings, new start, new aspirations. And setting intentions or goals during the new moon is a common practice to harness the energy of renewal and growth, meaning that you set an intention for the new on the new moon or during the new moon phase. You set an intention for positive things to happen to you, and positive things will happen for you right before the full moon. So understand that these moon energies are beneficial. However, they also can backfire if your intentions are not good. Number three. Moon bathing. Have you guys ever done that? It's a beautiful thing to do where individuals will practice moon bathing, which involves spending time outside in nature during the moonlight. And it is believed to have a calming and rejuvenating effect on the mind and body. Now, one thing I want to explain to you, this does not mean go to the graveyard. Sit in the graveyard watching the moon. No, don't do that. I want to caution you not to do that because There are spirits that are in the 5D, 6D, 7D, and 10 that are lurking around in the graveyard. I strongly advise to stay away from the graveyard because that is their stomping ground. And the living should not be there unless it's during the day to put flowers and talk to, you know, passed over loved ones. But going outside under the moon during the nighttime and basically just watching the moon watch you, that will have a strong effect on your mind, on your body, and your mind. 4, moon affirmations. Using positive affirmations during the moon's phases can be a way to align your thoughts with positive energy. I am so hooked on positivity, it's ridiculous. I will walk away from anything negative and in a low vibing state because I vibe very high. And when I use affirmations, and you should use affirmations not only just during the moon cycles, but every day of your life. Affirmations are ways to help build personal growth, gratitude, and abundance. Okay, so be aware of using affirmations that are not positive. Because if you wake up every day with an affirmation that is not positive, like today I'm going to get them, you are inviting those energies to come towards you. Karma will not miss anyone. However, it might not happen instantly. It might not happen gradually. It might not even happen in this lifetime. But karma will catch you. So please, by all means, always stay on the positive side of things. Luna, yoga, and meditation. Oh, yoga is such a wonderful thing. And meditation helps with bringing everything into alignment. So yoga and meditation practices during specific moon cycles can be a way to connect with the moon's energy and promote well-being. Did you know that? Anyway, excuse me. These practices are often rooted in personal beliefs, spirituality, and cultural traditions. A lot of people who are Christians don't believe in it. They don't believe in the moon cycles. The only thing they believe in is the fact that it's a myth that the freaks come out at night and the crazies come out during the full moon. Trust me, I was one of those Christians. I was one of those Christians back in the day, but then I learned how to get beyond the Christianity box of beliefs and open my mind a little wider to a lot more. So if you've decided to explore any of these ideas and options, it's essential to approach them with an open mindset. And I'm telling you, I had to change my entire mindset. Mind you, I'm in a household and family of nothing but Christians, along with the fact that they are deacons, deaconesses, and pastors. So me thinking outside of the box was a no-no in their book. I should be following the rules. And unfortunately, that's not what God, universe, creator, himself had for me. I went for what he had for me in order for me to be better for myself, my children, and my lineage on down the line. That's a whole nother story. We'll get to that one day. But the positive moon rituals can be a wonderful way to connect with your lunar energy and promote positivity in various aspects of your life. We're going to get into some of these rituals today. There is this thing called the full moon ritual, which is the full moon release ritual. This is where you find a little quiet space outside or by a window. You write down all that negative stuff that you was thinking. I can't stand them. I want to get back at them. I can't. I hate. Write all that stuff. All your emotions down on one piece of paper. Maybe two, three, four, however many pieces of paper you need to get that energy the heck up out of you. Then, under the moonlight, you will burn the paper. Okay, this is something that I do regularly. If I have any negative energies or any negative thoughts or any negative emotions toward anything or anyone, I write it down and I burn the paper so that I can put it in the air and get rid of it. Now, one thing I used to do when I used to smoke weed, and that was back in the day. It was back in the day before I even got spiritual. To be honest, I think I was more spiritual before I knew I was more spiritual. You feel me? So while I was in this family of Christians, I would smoke weed, okay, on Sunday after church, go to the beach, take all the energies that I had gathered up, smoke a blunt, put it in, don't finish the complete blunt. Put the rest of the blunt into the sand, bury it in the sand, and let it go. Let it stay right there and let the ocean carry it on out. I used to do that. I used to do that when I was doing sessions at my house. It would be like every 2 weeks or every Friday, my supposed to be friends would come over with their problems and situations, and I take in all that energy, and the next day or that Sunday, I would go to the beach. I would smoke a half a blunt and put it in the sand and let it go. But that was something that I was doing before I even knew anything about spirituality, moon manifestations, and any of that stuff. I just was doing things naturally. New moon intention setting. So during the new moon, you would take some time to reflect and introspect. You write down your goals, you write down your dreams and your positive intentions that you want to happen for this upcoming cycle. Usually, things play out. Whatever you manifest or want to manifest during the new moon should plan and play out by the full moon if you do the right steps. Keep this list visible as a reminder. Do not burn this list. You keep it as a reminder, okay? And look at it every day and see if anything is progressing before the full moon. Moon bathing meditations. Oh, yes, there are moon bathing meditations. You can find you a comfortable spot to sit down or lie down or open your window, be outside near your window, near the moonlight. And you'll close your eyes and you focus on your breathing. You allow the moon's energy to envelope you. And this is meditation. For those of you who do meditation regularly, you know what I'm talking about. But for those of you who do not, this is a moon meditation. This is a moon meditation. This is when you are engulfed in the moon sunlight and you are sitting down and you are visualing just sitting on top of the moon, sitting in front of the moon, sitting with the moon around you. Okay? And you visualize the positive energy that's entering your body with each breath that you take. You'll gain clarity and calmness when you do this. It is such a great thing to do. I've done it a couple of times, and I didn't even know I was doing it, but it felt really good. Then you have the lunar water infusion. Ah, This is something new. You have placed a container of water outside under the moonlight. This is what they call moon water. Okay. You place the moon, the water outside under the moonlight. I strongly would suggest it not being spring water. It should be water that, you know, come from the sink with all the chemicals in it and all that good stuff. Because you're not going to drink this water. It needs to come from the earth. Okay, so get this water. And it comes from the earth. You put it outside. And you allow the water to absorb the moonlight energy overnight. You keep it outside for day or night. And then the next day, use the moon water for cleaning, watering plants. But if you do decide to take the spring water and do this, make sure you put it in a closed bottle. Make sure you put it, you know how to do this. I mean, not too many people drink water like coming from the rivers nowadays. We don't just drink it like that. So you could use this moon water to help you cleanse your house, to help you water your plants, okay? You can even drink some. It depends on the kind of water that you used and what containers you used it in and all that good stuff. But it was energized with the moon's energy. And this is so helpful and beneficial to you. Moon gratitude ritual. This is a moonlight gratitude ritual. This is you standing outside or sitting outside under the moon or even in the house and expressing gratitude for the positive aspects of your life. This is you saying thank you, giving a list of things that you are completely thankful about. You can write it down. You can speak it aloud, however you want to do it. Thank you. You are showing gratitude towards not only the moon, but to the Most High God Creator Universe who created the moon and has you in such a positive way of life. And you know, you're happy when people tell you thank you after you've helped them. Well, guess what? So is the moon. So is the Most High God. And so is the universe above. They are happy when they hear you say thank you because you have gratitude. And gratitude can take you a long way. Crystal charging. For those of you who haven't used crystals, I love crystals. And I'm going to do an episode on that one day. But crystal charging is important. Here's something that I used to do. During the moon phases, I would take my crystals and I would set them out into, you know, the bath water. And lay them in the bath water during the moon rituals, and then I take a shower or a bath with the moon charged crystal. With the moon charged crystals, I would take a bath and I would get so much energy. It was so beautiful. I loved it. But this is something that you can do if you guys have crystals that resonate with the moon energy, such as moonstone or clear quartz or something like that, in a bowl. Put your crystals outside under the moon. Leave it out there, you know, under the moon. Get the charged crystals the next morning and use them for positivity throughout the month. I mean, you could use it for whatever. A lot of people use their crystals. They put it in their bosoms. A lot of people use their crystals. They put it in your pocket, shoe, sock, whatever. Wear it as a necklace. But they use their crystals because they are fully charged when they touch earthly things, which is water, running water, and moonlight. Then you could do some lunar yoga practices. A gentle yoga session outside under the moon or inside near the window by the moon. Focus on poses that open your heart chakra and promote the sense of balance and harmony. I love doing rituals, positive rituals, only positive protecting rituals do I do. The key to any ritual is the intention and personal meaning. As I said before, keeping it positive, you'll go a long way. But the minute that you start that negative stuff, you're going to end up with a lot of problems, a lot of heartache, a lot of turmoil, things that keep spiraling down a rabbit hole. You don't want that. Stay positive. Feel free to adapt these rituals to suit your beliefs and your preferences. Whether you follow these rituals in spirituality or not, they can be very positive in adding to your usual routine. So, I hope you guys learned a little bit about moon rituals and manifestations, things that we use to help benefit us. It's just like praying, you know. Don't mind me. I am who I am. But with you, if you don't have a religion, that is cool. But whatever religion that you do pass under, these rituals and manifestations can be helpful and beneficial in every way. So with that being said, I thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope to see you guys at the Positive Moon Magic Ritual Info Summit happening soon. And if you haven't yet signed up, you should get signing. Be a part of the VIP and download the actual moon manifestation and moon journal that I have available for you all. You can find all this information at www.misscomplexityllc.com. And with that, I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day or night. Enjoy. Deuces.